Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now, Uncommon Sense with Leland Conway on 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station.
Light the fuse and run now, brother, because you ain't got a lot of time. Don't you act surprised.
Houston, we have a problem. It appears that Man Bear Pig is about to make another appearance to destroy the planet. I have no audio. You just killed the drama of that. I was setting it up, and it was going to be this great moment. I was going to be like, Al Gore is calling for another Man Bear Pig showing, and nothing.
600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every single day on the Earth. That's what's boiling the oceans, creating these atmospheric rivers and the rain bombs and sucking the moisture out of the land and creating the droughts and melting the ice and raising the sea level and causing these waves of climate refugees predicted to reach 1 billion in this century. Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about a billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act.
What's so funny about this is he's saying this at the World Economic Forum, where they are talking about our totalitarian dystopian future.
Thank you, Mr. Mackey, students of South Park Elementary. I'm here to educate you about the single biggest threat to our planet.
That's right.
You see, there is something out there which threatens our very existence and maybe the end to the human race as we know it. I'm talking, of course, about Man Bear Pig.
Dun, dun, dun.
Man Bear Pig?
I love it. Man Bear Pig. This is awesome.
600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding.
Wait. Hold on a second. How exactly?
Every single day on the Earth.
How exactly is that?
This is an atmospheric river from Hawaii, 2,500 kilometers to California. And this is the moisture that it contains. And the reason it contains that much moisture is that we're trapping as much extra heat with the greenhouse gases as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every 24 hours on the Earth. And 93% of it goes into the ocean, and it's boiling the oceans. That's a metaphorical phrase, but it's not far off.
Okay. I was just in the... I dipped my toes in the Pacific Ocean just last week. It was not boiling. That wasn't even boiling metaphorically. I don't know about you, but I feel like... By the way, Leland Conway, 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station. It's... You can text the show directly, 577-39, 577-39. It's Friday. I can't get too serious today, but I was just, when I listened to Al Gore preach like this, it kind of sounds funny because we have, there's such, let's talk about metaphors for a second. Why don't we do that? Why don't we talk about metaphors for a second? The left likes to make fun of, say, evangelical pastors, because when they preach the gospel and they get all fired up about it. You have a sound to them. I grew up in the church. I know. My dad's a pastor. He's more theological and educated, like in the sense that like he will get excited, but we used to have this pastor when I was a kid. He was, I'll never forget it. Pastor Young. That was his name. He was about all of 5'4". Little skinny rail of a guy, and he had this huge, massive cowlick, and it was like it looked like Dennis the Menace coming out the back of his head, and he would bounce around, and his eyes would be big as quarters, and when he would get going with his sermons, man, he would pace back and forth. I mean, he sounded kind of like this.
600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every single day on the Earth. That's what's boiling the oceans, creating these atmospheric rivers and the rain bombs and sucking the moisture out of the land and creating the droughts and melting the ice and raising the sea level and causing these waves of climate refugees predicted to reach 1 billion in this century.
Billion!
Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about a billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act.
Yeah, okay. So what's funny about this is, like, think about all the authoritarian tendencies that have come out of the pandemic. Think about all the authoritarian tendencies they're talking about at this exact same conference. Here's Tony Blair, former British Prime Minister.
You need to know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't been. Some of the vaccines that will come on down the line will be multiple. There'll be multiple shots. So you've got to have... For reasons to do with the healthcare more generally, but certainly for a pandemic or for vaccines, you've got to have a proper digital infrastructure. And many countries don't have that. In fact, most countries don't.
So we're talking about knowing your vaccine status digitally for something that we now know doesn't work to stop the spread and carries an enormous amount of risk, but they want to mandate to you anyway. At the same time that Al Gore is this not fascinating to you? Because it's fascinating to me. Like, I am pissed off about it, but I can't get all that pissed off about it anymore because it's constant. At some point, I think people have had enough. Have you had enough? I've had enough. It's not that we don't care about the environment. It's not that I don't care about finding cleaner forms of energy, because I do. I care deeply about finding something that's clean and efficient. But I also care that we have freedom and that we have an economy that works and that you have the ability to control your own destiny and choose. And at a very basic human level, your home is your castle level. If you don't have any family, if it's just you and your dog and your stupid cat, and that's it, and you work hard and you've made a lot of money, but you don't have any family. It's just you and your stupid cat. If you have a stupid cat, you might not have a dog. I don't know. Whatever. You and your stupid cat. You and your pet llama. And you want to have 10 acres and 50,000 square feet in your house. That's up to you. That's not somebody else's choice. And to hear these guys, Al Gore's mansion. I don't know if this came out a few years ago. Al Gore's mansion in Nashville, which he claims is carbon neutral, the heater in his pool, they did a study on this, the heater just to heat the pool in his heated pool was like the same amount of energy and carbon footprint of six houses staying lit and heated, just to heat his big pool, his big Olympic-sized pool at his mansion in Nashville. Like, this guy flew on a private jet to give this speech. And I want to just kind of zero in here, because here's the problem. Here's the problem. If the goal here is to save the planet, which is ostensibly what they're saying, why make ridiculous claims like this is like a bunch of Hiroshima bombs? And when Al Gore explains this, because I know you probably heard that and you were like, what the? Let's listen to him explain again and tell me if you think this makes sense.
This is an atmospheric river from Hawaii, 2,500 kilometers to California.
And okay, so I'm sure he's making a presentation here, and he's showing this atmospheric river, which I'm sure they make it look really. There's a bunch of different atmospheric rivers. There's all these different flows. This is called weather. And the Pacific is notorious for throwing water at the West Coast. That's why when you go to like Laguna Beach and San Diego and San Francisco and Eureka, California, and then on up to Portland and Seattle, when you go to these places, they're very wet. They're very green. They're very lush. As soon as you get away from the coast in California, it gets pretty dry and pretty deserty pretty quick. But right there along the coast, it's very wet. Big Sur, it's very wet. It's cloudy, quite often cloudy. It's quite often rainy, it's misty, it's foggy. because the Pacific Ocean throws water at the West Coast constantly. They've been in a drought. I kid you not. This is what we've heard for the last 5 years. A drought is so bad. There's no water in California. Oh, my God. And all of a sudden, we get an atmospheric river that readjusts and goes back to normal. And it's like, oh, my God, there's an atmospheric river. There's rain bombs. This is it's bordering on absurdity. Is it not?
This is an atmospheric river from Hawaii, 2,500 kilometers to California. And this is the moisture that it contains. And the reason it contains that much moisture is...
because that's the atmosphere, and that's where the moisture goes. When the water evaporates, it goes into the atmosphere, and then it gets moved around by the various currents and flows and all that kind of stuff. And then it drops sometimes when the conditions are right for the water to change from vapor back into water and then drop onto the earth.
That we're trapping as much extra heat with the greenhouse gases as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every 24 hours.
Okay, that's if you're trying to scare the crap out of people and they're dumb, that's a pretty effective metaphor. That's why he's using it, because if you're stupid, it's pretty scary. But there's a lot of things in the universe that have the metaphorical energy of 600,000 Hiroshima bombs. I could describe this to you, and I'm not going to have the numbers exactly right, but let me just play this game for a minute. Okay, B-Large, I'm going to tell you something. Tomorrow morning, actually, I can look it up here exactly what time it's going to happen, okay? Let me pull this up. Let's see. Let's look at tomorrow specifically. I'm looking at my app here. Where are you? Daily. Tomorrow's Saturday, right? Okay, so tomorrow, okay, at precisely 7:15 tomorrow morning, You're going to see an explosion of light that carries with it the equivalent of 5 trillion Hiroshima bombs going off at the same time. Are you ready for this?
7:15, you said?
At 7:15 tomorrow morning.
I'll still be laying in bed.
You will be laying in bed, and you will begin to see the effects as this begins, this event, this incredible climate change event takes place, in which over 5 trillion Hiroshima bombs will be released in terms of the kinetic energy associated with this. Tomorrow morning at 7:15 as you lay in bed. And then I'm just curious how you plan to survive that. Because you will be in bed. What are you doing to prepare for this event? Because it's at 7:15 tomorrow. And I'm not lying to you right now. I'm not making this up for the show. I'm telling you a 100% set in stone fact. That is happening tomorrow at 7:15. You know what I'm talking about?
Sunrise.
The sunrise.
Yeah.
The ball of yellow fire in the sky that releases, and it's, you know what it's going to do at 7:15 tomorrow? It's going to change the climate, because when it comes up at 7:15, it's going to go from freaking butt cold, right, when it's dark and clear and it's like 2 degrees, to like 40. It's going to change the climate, and we're doing nothing to stop it. I mean, come on. Obviously, this is ad absurdum, but the point I'm making is, so is Al Gore. That's the point. And again, I'm not saying we shouldn't care about the planet. I'm saying, shut the hell up, Al Gore. That's what I'm saying, you damn hypocrite. Because let's remember that this guy, sold his television network. Do you remember that? The failed television network he had? I forget what it was called. To Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is the state-owned media network that's broadcast around the world of Qatar, I believe. One of the largest, is it Qatar? It's one of the, whatever country it is, it's one of the largest oil-producing countries in the world. And it's the state-owned media outlet that purchased, Al Gore sold it to them for $500 million. Al Gore sold his television network, which was highly focused on saving the planet from the atmospheric river rain bombs of Man Bear Pig, to a country that is responsible for an enormous amount of the so-called carbon that's being released into the atmosphere. How do you justify that? How do you listen to this man? How does anybody take, even if what he's saying is true, and it's not, but even if what he's saying is true, how do you take that man seriously? How do you sleep at night if you believe, if he believed what he says he believes? How in the H-E double hockey sticks do you sleep at night? Having sold your television station, a media outlet responsible for influencing people, to a state-owned media company that is a state that is responsible for putting all of this stuff in the atmosphere. It doesn't make any sense unless you look at it another way. These people in Davos are there to get rich off your fear and off of controlling you. So at the same time that he talks about totalitarian tendencies of people moving around the planet because they're supposedly going to have 1 billion climate refugees in I don't know how many years, whatever. And then you have at the same conference, one of the same members of the same elite group saying this.
You need to know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't been. Some of the vaccines that will come on down the line will be multiple. There'll be multiple shots. So you've got to have, for reasons to do with the healthcare more generally, but certainly for a pandemic or for vaccines, you've got to have a proper digital infrastructure. And many countries don't have that.
Why do you have to have that? Let me ask you a question. Why? Because you're worried about five or six. Okay, if you have a vaccine, let's just talk about vaccines for a second, not to change the subject entirely, but it kind of ties into everything here, okay? Typically, when we're talking about most vaccines, most people have known vaccines to be something that we could trust for a long time. Most people. Whether it's just the measles and the mumps and the other vaccines that we all got when we were kids. I've never been anti those vaccines. I questioned them for a while, but then I looked at the information that was coming out. And I was like, they're pretty good. And we've got a long track record of them being pretty good. So people trust them. So you have a few people out there that are kind of on the fringe that don't trust them. Well, why are you worried about those people? It's just a fringe. It's just a small group. And if the vaccine works, then you shouldn't have to be worried about that. So again, to this point, if we have a vaccine that works and there isn't any real reason to question it, then why would you need to mandate that everybody get it? And if you don't mandate that everybody get it, why would you need to worry about a few kooks who decide not to if in fact, but we know that in fact they know. They know that it's not working. And it's about control, which is what ties back to the Al Gore thing. All of this. Now, Al Gore may believe it in his weird, twisted, demented mind, and he may have somehow justified in his weird, twisted, demented mind that he can live in his Nashville mansion with his heated pool that is the same amount of electricity that it takes to power six homes. He can justify that in his mind and selling his media outlet to a state that puts literally a large portion of the oil that is on the market and he may have justified that and still somewhere deep down in his soul truly believes what he's saying. But he's just a useful idiot if that's the case. Or he could be just like what I think all of them are, and I think he is. He's just getting rich off the opportunity. That's what I think's happening. Hey, text me, 57739, 57739, Leland to 57739. When we continue, Wyoming is banning electric-run cars. I kid you not. I'm kind of here for it. I mean, not really, but kind of, because I think it's funny. But we'll talk about it, and I have more audio, 630 KHOW.
Now, back to more Uncommon Sense with Leland Conway on 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station.
Got a cross I do bear. It's a Jesus piece I wear. But I don't know if it makes me whole.
right, so it's 630 KHOW Denver's talk station, in case you were wondering. I'm Leland Conway, in case you were wondering. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Leland Show, or you can just text the show directly at 57739. Just text Leland to 57739 like this T-Mobile user did. They updated our text box machine here so I can see if people are T-Mobile or AT&T. So I'm just going to call you by like the name of, since you didn't give me a name, I'm just going to call you by like the name of your carrier. So T-Mobile says, Leland, you're scaring me, Irish man. Does that mean tonight the ball of fire is going away? Oh, the waste of life. This Irish American is hitting the whiskey. Okay. Did I scare you with the whole sun analogy? I was trying to. Leland Current, I believe, was the name of the Al Gore TV, says Verizon. Current. That's right. That was Al Gore's TV station. It was Current. I think that's right. Anyway, back to that issue in just a minute. But I did want to say just one thing about the debt ceiling, because I know there's a big discussion about that and the government shut down and everything. Y'all know who Robert Reich is? He's a well-known lefty pundit. He's an economist by title, but he's more just like a basic socialist. He's not really a con- I think to be an economist, you have to actually be smart. He's kind of a basic socialist. But I've been following his tweets lately because him and President Biden have been putting out some particularly dumb stuff around the federal debt. But he actually said something on Twitter just an hour ago that I actually agree with. But he's not making so much of a political statement as he is a factual statement. And in this case, it's actually factual about the debt ceiling. And he says, raising the debt ceiling does not increase spending or the federal debt. It simply allows the government to pay the bills it has already taken on. Know the truth. Actually, he's a basic socialist. I disagree with him on politics pretty much 99% of the time. But in this situation, he's telling the truth. The thing that happens here with the debt ceiling, this is a moment of theater. And this is a good teaching moment for people, not you, because you listen to this show, so you're informed. But it's a moment where we, if we have new listeners maybe that are just curious, we can inform them of this thing that we know. And that is that most of what happens in politics, whether it comes from Republicans or Democrats, is political theater. That's what it is. And that's what this debt ceiling thing is. See, it's a convenient time right now to talk about the national debt because we've reached the debt limit. The credit card of the United States is maxed out, essentially, is what we're talking about here. Now, when you reach the maximum limit of your credit card, you can do one of two things. You can pay down the debt, right? If this is your household, let's say B Large has a credit card and it's got a $500 limit on it. Although B Large rolls, he rolls big time. So I should probably go more like a $500,000 credit limit. Okay. And let's say B Large has maxed it out because he didn't tell his wife that he was buying a new Mercedes G-Wagon. Okay. So he went out and bought a Mercedes G-Wagon on his credit card and he's maxed out the $500,000 limit. Are you cool with where I'm going with this so far, B-Large? I mean,
sure. I think you could buy a couple of them for that price.
Well, it depends. If you get like a Maybach there's not a Maybach. But if you get like a Brabus, custum package, it's easily. Those can go north of $1 million. Plus, if you get the armored one, I think it's like $250,000. Oh. So let's say you bought one and then you bought one for me because we're friends.
All right.
And you maxed out your $500,000 credit card limit. Now, you know, you got a problem because your wife's going to see the bill at the end of the month. And it's like, I got a choice here. I can either pay it off or I can call the credit card company and be like, hey, I was wondering if you could float me another $500,000 for next month. And they'd be like, sure, you're good for it. We're cool. You'd raise your limit. Those are your only two choices. Now, one is a better option than the other, right? Like the better option is to pay it down.
Right.
The other option is to not default on the money that you've borrowed by raising the limit. That's where we're at right now. And we have these two choices. This becomes the inflection point where the politicians do their little theater, when in reality, long ago, before we ever got to the debt ceiling, we should have fixed the problem. And that is that we should have paid cash for it, or we should have made sure that we had the money for it. We shouldn't have kept borrowing until we got to the limit of the credit card. That's the point I'm making. And Robert Reich's actually right here if you look at it from just that perspective. What he's saying is there's no point in delaying raising the debt ceiling because we have to do it, because if we don't, we default on the loans, and that's not a good option. The point is, from this point forward, we need to start figuring out how to pay the debt down, because everything else is spilled milk. Now, I'm not arguing that I'm excited about raising the debt ceiling. I'm just saying it's a foregone conclusion it's going to happen. And I don't have a problem with the Republicans using this moment to say, hey, I know we're going to raise the debt ceiling, but going forward, be large, your spending habits have to change. No more buying G-Wagons, okay? Until we've talked about it first and made sure the income was there to make the purchase. No more doing that. Let's focus on the things we actually need. There's nothing wrong with Republicans doing that. All I'm trying to do here is put this whole conversation into a little bit of context. It just makes me laugh because I see it. It's every year. We do it twice a year. It's like, oh, God, we're getting close to the debt ceiling. Oh, my God, we're going to default. Oh, my God, we're going to shut the government down. We can't go to the national park. In reality, the government's already spent this money. We're already in this mess. And we got to figure out how to get out of it. And the only way to get out of it is to hire people to run the country that are smarter than the people that are running the country right now. And in the next segment, I will prove to you that the people running the country right now are not very smart, because we have a deep thoughts with Kamala Harris. And you're going to love this one. She explains electricity to America. Anyway, all right, where was I? Before we get to the electric car ban in Wyoming, I got to do this story. New York Post came out with this. Facebook and Instagram. You know, if you go to Facebook and Instagram, you can't have nipple shots. Okay, unless you're a dude. You can have nipple shots all day long if you're a dude, but if you're a female, you can't have nipple shots. Okay? You can't post your boobies on there. That's the don't get mad at me. That's the Facebook and Instagram rule.
Free the nipple.
Free the nipple. I've always struggled with this because as a society, the female part of the chestigial area of the female. Is that a word? I can make up words. Look it up. State laws. Talk show hosts can make up words. The female chestigial area is both a thing to feed their children with, but also it's kind of a sexual organ as well in our society. I'm just saying in our society, we made it into that. That's why they have those booby bars. That's why they have those, because dudes like them. Okay. So, But I've always struggled with, a guy can walk down the street naked or with a shirt off, but a female can't. Like, that doesn't seem kind of quite fair, right? I'm not saying, I'm just saying. It's not my point. I'm conservative from that standpoint, but I don't necessarily want people walking around in, you know, jean skirts down to their ankles either. That's just where we're at. But get this. This is wild. Facebook and Instagram are thinking about allowing transgender and non-binary users to flash their bare breasts. But women who were born female and are eager to, what did you say earlier? Free the nipple.
Free the nipple.
They're out of luck. So, no, understand this. If you're a dude and you identify as such, you can go on Instagram and Facebook and you can show your nipply region, because you're a dude and you can show, look at how buffed I am. I got my pectoralis muscles.
Is it because ours have hair on them?
Well, it depends. I mean, there's some dudes that like to go in that Brazilian waxing place and get them all pulled off.
Yeah, so true. But I'm just wondering that, you know. I mean, they're different. Nipples are different. The ladies' nipples versus the man's nipples.
They're a little more obvious because they kind of protrude a little more. But I'm just saying, a dude can, but also a biological male who identifies as a female can, and also a biological female who identifies as a male can. But if you're a biological female who identifies as a biological female, you cannot show those nipply regions. Does that make any sense to you?
Confusion, but still, free the nipple.
Meta's oversight board, an independent body of experts, which Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has called the company's Supreme Court for content moderation and censorship policies, ordered Facebook and Instagram to lift the ban on images of topless women for anyone who identifies as transgender or non-binary. Meaning, you don't even have to have a set decision about which way you lean. You could be a biological female who looks very much like a biological female. However, you identify as non-binary, which means you haven't really chosen which side you're on when it comes to the biological sexes, and therefore you could show your nipply region. But if you're a biological female who says to yourself, I do in fact identify as a biological female in addition to being a biological female, you cannot show your nipply region. Same person could simply change the definition in their pronoun section up in the top of the Instagram thing, and they could show the same nipply things. Does this make any sense? Meta banned the image of a couple that had showed their chestigial areas, but the couple won their appeal and the photo was restored online. Meta will rely on human reviewers who will be tasked with quickly assessing both the user's sex or identified sex, as well as the policy applies to female nipples and their gender identity. So instead of just banning them all or allowing them all, which you would think would be the non-discriminatory position, they've decided to specifically discriminate against only biological females, unless, of course, they're breastfeeding, because you can show the nipple kind of on the Instagram with the breastfeeding. So just when you thought the world couldn't get any crazier, it said, hold my beer. When we continue, banning electric cars from Wyoming. I am Leland Conway, 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station. By the way, the real-world application of the problem with Meta basically saying that if you're male or if you're transgender or if you're non-binary, you can show your nipples on Instagram and Facebook, but if you're a cisgender female, you cannot show your nipples on Facebook. The real-world application of that is that if you have a child who has access to Instagram and Facebook, you now are saying that that child must for themselves determine that even though I'm seeing something my parents don't want me to see, that person identifies as, therefore I am no longer seeing it. That's the real world application of this. Is Instagram and Facebook going to be a place where people that are, say, under the age of 18 can go and communicate with each other? Or is it basically going to become a porn site? Or some other what do they call it? Exhibitionism site, right? I mean, that's the reality of the setting. T-Mobile 11 says, Leland, when any person goes topless in public, the reasonable expectation of the privacy of that body part goes away. I'm a man. When I'm topless, gawkers are free to gawk. I'm unbothered. Likewise for females. When they're topless, gawkers are free to gawk. Equity. Equality. Any who do not like being gawked, there's a solution. Put on a shirt. It's that simple. Patrick says that changes the whole concept of shirts and skins when playing. Anyways, hilarious. Uh-oh. Time to get profound.
And now, deep thoughts.
Thank you, Super
by
Shoe.
By Vice President Kamala Harris.
What is this good nugget for?
These lines connect the power plants where electricity is created to homes and businesses and schools and hospitals across our nation. Think about it. Every time you turn on a light or charge your laptop or plug in your air conditioner.
Seriously?
Or put leftovers in the fridge.
Leftovers?
You rely on the power delivered by our nation's network.
Oh, my God.
Transmission lines.
Wow. That was profound. Oh, man, I love Deep Thoughts with Kamala Harris. I had no idea. I had no idea that the electric grid they're trying to destroy was how I keep my leftovers cold in the refrigerator. All right, Wyoming lawmakers look at electric vehicle ban. Some Wyoming lawmakers are pushing to end electric vehicle sales in the state. A group of Republicans introduced a bill calling for a ban to take effect effective 2035. That matches the California date for banning fossil fuel cars. The measure says the ban would help safeguard Wyoming's oil and gas industries, adding that the electric vehicles will hinder the state's ability to trade with other states. The legislation states that the new power charging stations require massive amounts of new power to sustain the misadventure of electric vehicles. It's as dumb as mandating that I have to drive one. Buy one if you want. Plug it in if you want. Pay the electric bill if you want. But me, I'm going to stick to my gas-powered truck. Fossil fuels. What's that smell? It's freedom. Willie B., Mark Major, stepping in studio here next for Twisted View. This ought to be fun. I'm Leland Conway, 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.